And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. City councilors hear from the public as the latest equality indicators meeting turns a bit confrontational. One after one, the speakers came forward last night telling of what they felt was unnecessary use of force by Tulsa police.
They tased him and treated him just like he was an animal.
Mayor Bynum defended the department, saying he's been on ride-alongs and witnessed officers have positive interactions with the minority community. Deontay Green is going to prison for the rest of his life without the option of parole. The teen was sentenced yesterday for the murder of a Broken Arrow teacher and the rape of an elderly woman. Hate rears its ugly head in Tulsa. Someone vandalized a Philbrook Museum billboard promoting an Islamic art exhibit. The phrase homegrown terror was scrawled across the billboard. The Tulsa Sobering Center took in 767 people detained for public intoxication during its first year, and the Tulsa Police Department says the jail alternative saved them about 3,000 man hours.
TPD Deputy Chief Jonathan Brooks says it's also a money saver. Before the Sobering Center opened last May, the city of Tulsa had to pay $140 in jail costs for every public intoxication booking, each of which was a mandatory two-day stay.
But the other things that we can't quantify is reducing the court docket, minimizing judge time, public defender, attorney time. You can start to see the savings we're having here.
The city of Tulsa pays Addiction Treatment Program 12 and 12 $250,000 a year to operate the Sobering Center. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Union School District's Rosa Parks Elementary is getting a new health center operator. A community health connection is picking up the service recently dropped by OU. A city pool in North Tulsa, officials thought would not be ready for this summer, will now open tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The Lacey Park pool has been rebuilt. Parks Director Anna America says the project ran into a major problem earlier this year.
The original, when the pool was constructed, it was a little over three inches too low, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but turned out it was a pretty big deal, and they had to kind of re-engineer.
Admission this weekend will be free. Our weather forecast: sunny, not so humid, 90 for a high today, now clear in 73. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.